five.
Wait, hold on. Right, I forgot to open it. Let's open it first.
The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Now, checking.
Number five.
I just pray nobody brings a foghorn to Greenfield tonight, then we get blamed for it.
It's not a good idea.
They told me to bring a foghorn. That would be funny. All right. At number five, here's the mayor of the city of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, and she is responding to whether she knew anything about the raid of Alderman Kerry Austin's office earlier today.
No, I can't say that I expected it. I don't have inside information on what the scope and parameters of the federal investigation are. So we evaluated the circumstances and felt like it was time for, to go in a different direction with the budget committee, and that's what we did.
Were you surprised that the Fed raided your work office?
Look, any time the FBI executes a search warrant of an elected official's government office, it's a shocking development. So I know what you know, which is not a lot at this point. And as I said before, we'll continue to monitor the circumstances and see where and how this unfolds.
Mayor Lightfoot, should people bring a foghorn to Wrigley tonight to see the Crosstown Classic?
I don't think she'd be in favor of that.
Brought to you by Wintrust.
You can see why reporters asked her that, because she did take Kerry Austin off the budget committee and reassigned her to some committee that she made up that was new, and Kerry said no, and then she was sort of swept aside. And then this happens not too long afterward.
Yeah.
She is not calling for Kerry Austin's resignation. Remember, she did that with Alderman Burke. And not.
But she kind of backed off that, though, right? Isn't there... You know, after they had the...
She just said he can't live up to the duties and the respect of the office, and she... I didn't hear her, you know, take a turn on that opinion.
Well, when they were in session, the last time they were in session, you know, they had kind of a nice moment between the two. I don't know what to make of any of this. All I know is we got five going down right now. That's my number, and I'm sticking to it.
Number four.
How you doing, Florida? I don't know about you, but I look around this room, and when Joe Biden's putting about seven people in an audience, I'm saying, I think they may be a little wrong with the polling, but what the hell do I know?
That's Donald Trump Jr. sounding a lot like Donald Trump Sr.
He did.
How about that?
It was his dad at first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that was him. He opened up the rally last night in Florida. This is the kickoff, the official kickoff, mm-hmm. in Orlando to Trump 2020, right? So he brought up Biden a lot. And... this is one of them.
I hear brilliant guys like Joe Biden. No, no, no. It's wonderful. He gets up on the stump. It's so stupid. Well, you know, to his group of about four people in the audience, the government has failed you. Usually as he's groping someone. It ain't pretty, but there's something off with that guy.
Really? Does he want to go down the groping road? I mean, that's the funny thing. That is the without irony tour of the whole, like, you know, Trump experience in America, is that no matter what it is, it's like, can you believe Joe Biden? Look at his crazy hair.
Right? weird tan.
Right. He's like orange. Who's orange? You know, like, what? How do you wait? No, your dad was a groper. No, I don't know. Did I have that wrong? And then even you start to question yourself. And then one more.
What was the good one last week? Remember, Joe Biden comes out, well, if you elect me president, I'm going to cure cancer. Wow. Why the hell didn't you do that over the last 50 years, Joe?
Also renamed him Sloppy Joe, giving us a sense of where this whole thing is, how high we're going to go in this election cycle.
And here's the president himself.
We will push onward with new medical frontiers. We will come up with the cures to many, many problems, to many, many diseases, including cancer and others. And we're getting closer all the time. We will eradicate AIDS in America once and for all, and we're very close.
Wow.
Yeah. Couldn't get health care passed, though, but he's going to do all that. All right. You do it on his own. You know, we know we do the drunk Trump thing. What would a drunk Donald Trump Jr. sound like?
You guys remember back in 2016 when my father said, why can't we have 2%? Why can't we have 3%? Why can't we do better? And Obama comes up. Well, Donald, there's no magic wand for that, Donald. You can't just make it happen. Well, abracadabra, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
There is a magic wand.
Now he really sounds like his dad.
Totally.
All right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, let's find out from Kim what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Coupon. Watch for Chicago's very own stories with Micah and Joe, Micah Mateer, and Joe Donlin. It's all weeknights on WGN TV News at 9 o'clock.
All right. Top 5 continues, and we are up to...
Number 3.
It's the last year, eight American tourists have died on trips to the Dominican Republic, and now many travelers are canceling their plans. Chatham resident Anchelle Williams had been paying for months toward a Dominican vacation, but with the recent deaths, she's having second thoughts. She contacted her tour operator, stating she was concerned about the safety of the country, and asked for her money back. Their response, refunds are not available. Rooms have already been paid for.
Oh. I started having misgivings about 2 to 3 weeks ago as more deaths started to come to light. We don't know what's happening in the Dominican at this time. Many of the deaths have not even been fully explained yet. It's scary because no one knows exactly what's happening. And I don't think anyone should be put in a position of risking their life or risking their money.
Have they made any moves toward giving you a refund?
No moves whatsoever.
Okay, wow. That's CBS 2. That's their report right there.
You know, the Dominican could help itself by being more open about what's going on and acting as if they're trying to root out any bad actors, if there are any, or if there aren't, figure out what it is. We had a reporter on last week that said the Dominican falsely told reporters that they had were working with the Centers for Disease Control. And then later, when the Centers for Disease Control was contacted, they said, no, we're not involved. And they had to go back to the Dominican kind of, government officials and say, they're not participating. Oh, yeah, we sort of made that up. The whole thing just feels like,
it's
what?
It's okay now. You can just make up anything, you can say anything.
What?
Derek Blakely, by the way, did that reporting for CBS, too. All right, checking in at
number 2.
Despite habitually donning the 3 cap for what seemed like ages, Chance the Rapper has proven himself to be a man of many hats. See what we did there?
Very nice. Decided
to make stand-up comedy his new line of work. Here he is at the Laugh Factory.
People know me as the Kit Kat Man. They say, there's the 3 when I walk by.
Let's go.
Thank you, older black man. White people know me as the guy who does stuff for schools. What do I do for schools? You guys don't know. Nobody knows what I do for schools. I'll tell you what I do. I go to all your kids' schools and I fart in their desks.
Oh.
I'll wait for the weekend to be over, see if it's still stale in there.
Okay. Stick to the music and the Doritos commercial. We like that.
It's a great commercial. And helping the kids.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Whatever he does.
Whatever it is that you do to help the kids. I don't know what that's all about. And finally,
number 1.
A party of fishermen had a rare brush with a huge great white shark off the coast of New Jersey in an encounter that was very similar to that scene from Jaws.
Oh, come on.
The shark came right up to the stern of the boat and grabbed a bag of ground-up fish right off the top of the boat. A once-in-a-lifetime experience, of course, all caught on video, because at least one of those jerks had the ability to take his camera out and go, hey, stand closer!
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Definitely.
God.
Hold on.
Holy
f***. This thing is huge! Oh, my
Yes, come on!
Holy shit! What is this? Holy shit! Holy shit! Holy shit! Dude, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen!
Not quite as composed as, you know, the guys in the movie.
I prefer Quint. Myself.
Did you ever see a dog's eyes and a shark's eyes and look at dog's eyes on the back of their head?
That I prefer. These morons.
Right.
Not exactly Roy Scheider.
It's like Ryan Lochte bros.
I know.
Totally.
I know, they're frepos. I'm almost sorry they didn't get eaten. I mean, it's like
super stoked.
When you see this video, it is just like the movie, though.
But they're chumming the water. Let's not forget. This shark doesn't just come out of nowhere to say, oh, hey, let me just jump up on this boat and see if there's any food.
Well, they were chumming the water in Jaws, too. Look what happened. It ate the boat. I mean, that's the thing. Oh, my God. These guys are morons.
In New Jersey? Is that normal?
Yeah. Those are the waters.
Oh,
that actually, that the Jaws story is based on a shark off the coast of New Jersey.
Huh. I thought it was too cold.
The original, well, they are more of a, the Great White is more of a cold water shark.
Hmm. I guess my only experience is South Africa, so I don't know.
Yeah, but it's cold down there too, because it goes south, you know, and then north.
Isn't that cold in the water?
But the New Jersey story is that, you know, that there was, it was 1911 or something. Don't quote me on the year, but it was something in the around the turn of the century. That this story of this shark that just kept eating people on the beach. And that was a problem. And then somehow it got turned into the movie Jaws. It got turned into a book and then into a movie. And then now these morons are standing
guys
out there.
Right.
And not a single one of them had the comedic wherewithal to say, I think we need a bigger boat. Not a single one of them.
No.
Oh,
dude, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
The top five at five.